Welcome everyone, this is all about Windows Phone Insight Podcast 227, recording the 16th of August 2017. I'm Steve Litchfield. Rafe Blanford's having a week off, but we have a guest in. We have Steve Heinrich. Hi there.
Hello.
And just remind people, for people who didn't catch your previous appearance about 3 or 4 months ago, just roughly where are you in the world, how old are you, what do you do for a living, that sort of thing?
I'm in Valparaiso, Indiana, in the United States, outside of Chicago, and I'm 33, and I do graphic and web design for a living.
Okay, and in terms of mobile devices and operating systems, obviously you've got a Windows phone, Windows 10 mobile device. What else have you got lying around? What's your current stable devices?
Things are a little thin at this point. I sold off my LG G5, and I currently have a Lumia 950 and a Moto G. Third generation. That's it right now, other than a handful of old dumb phones, I guess you could say.
Yeah, how dare you call the old Windows phones dumb? Your 950, has that got a nice Mozo back on? And if so, which one?
No, I just have a nice matte black TPU case on it from Tudia, I believe is the brand.
Oh, you owe it to yourself to get one of the Mozos. They must be on clearance.
I know. I've looked. I haven't quite pulled the trigger on one of those yet. So they're not widely available here in the United States. So yeah, there's a little bit of a wait. But
they are quite pricey. But the Zebra would, I think it's Zebra, or maybe Bamboo, one of the two, are very, very nice on the 950. Have a look at my photos up on the site. But I know it's probably $30, $40. Maybe plus more for importing it into the USA, but trust me, it transforms the 950 and makes it, you really look forward to holding it every single time, and you don't need a case.
Right. Yeah, it definitely is something I've looked at before. I love accessorizing things, so, you know, the thing is, usually I have to have the phone for a little while before I decide to kind of invest in that sort of thing, but I think I'm probably coming up on the decision to do that. So
you've had that
over the edge.
You've had that 950 for well over a year, so surely it's time.
Yeah, for sure.
I've got a new toy.
Yeah, I heard the saga ends, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a bit complicated. Microsoft Store is ultimately to blame for just being completely one hand not knowing what the other hand is doing. But at the root of all of this was that, apart from the fact that they were a month delayed from the pre-order date, was the fact that they tried taking the payment for their phone at 3 a.m. in the morning UK time. So of course the bank then bank then pings me and says, should a site in Ireland be taking £420 of your money? And of course at 3 o'clock in the morning I was fast asleep, so I wasn't there to respond to the challenge. So it took me until 7 a.m. when I woke up to say, yes please, I would like to pay them, I do want the Alcatel Idol 4 Pro. And of course, by that time, the Microsoft Store had just given up retrying. And then it took about 3 or 4 days for the staff then to eventually cancel that and set up a new order. At which point I think, well, I might as well just have ordered 2 days ago in the first place. So all a bit of a saga of errors. But I do have the Idol 4 Pro in my hand now. And very nice it is too. Any thoughts after seeing my initial gallery?
Yeah, I've seen, you know, photos of it before, but these they're not, it looks nice. It's very shiny, you know, I mean, the glass front and back, but it does look solid. I don't know exactly how it feels, you know, yet, but, I'm impressed by this phone. I've wanted to pull the trigger and get one over here in the US, a T-Mobile version. Just had a few questions about, whether it'll work with my service or not, but yeah, it looks really, really nice.
Yeah. It boots up with Anniversary Update, which is a tiny bit disappointing because it means that Microsoft still hasn't got round. I know it's a brand new phone, but you'd have thought by now someone would have put the model number into their appropriate database over on the Microsoft server and say, yes.
Yeah, there's not a lot of devices to keep track of.
There aren't, no. There's only about, 10 phones they've got that are officially eligible. And surely this being brand spanking new should be eligible. So hopefully they'll sort that out. In the meantime, of course, there are advantages to be on the Anniversary Update. And for example, the Windows 10 maps, the navigation works with traffic, whereas on the Creators Update, it's completely broken. And I don't know whether you've ever tried routing with Windows 10 maps under CU, but basically there's traffic information not available, which is very disappointing.
Yeah, the maps is definitely something that I have an issue with, I guess, currently on there. It's hard not to go back to the Android Google Maps.
Google Maps is definitely the gold standard here, and that has got progressively better year on year, whereas I think here Maps and then Windows 10 Maps, it's kind of meandered its way through getting better, but it has fallen behind. And the fact that the traffic is currently broken and has been broken now for 4 months, Microsoft, how on earth, and despite dozens of entries and feedback, how on earth can it take 4 months to fix the appropriate setting somewhere on a server somewhere that enables traffic within routing? That's just crazy. But anyway, on the anniversary update on this newer device, I'll just leave it here and I'll have the full navigation with traffic. Thank you very much, Microsoft. So every cloud has a silver lining.
Yep.
You saw my comments. One of the biggest USPs on this Idle 4 Pro is the speakers. Now, I can't remember whether I mentioned this last time we were on, but are you a speakers man on a phone, or are you a headphones man, or a bit of both?
I'm definitely speakers. I've owned a few front-facing stereo speaker devices, and there is no comparison after you've had that. And that's one of the things about the 950 that I don't particularly enjoy as a speaker, but that's this Idle 4S. It kind of takes it to another level because it fires through the front and the back, so you can have it face down and still have the same experience, which is really cool.
Yeah. So which previous which previous phones with front facing speakers have you tried?
The very first one that I had was the Moto G second generation, which I think you dubbed as the Nexus 6
Lite
Mini.
Yeah.
And so I had that, and then I went to I did have an Xperia or an X3 Sony Xperia. I think it was the third. I can't remember the model exactly, but those speakers weren't as great. But then I had a Moto X Pure Edition, which I think is the style over there.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so that had nice front-facing speakers. I really enjoyed those. And then there's been a handful of phones that have had nice mono speakers, but they don't compare. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't necessarily want to connect to a speaker, or a Bluetooth speaker. And if you can just get something that I can carry around the house in my pocket, that's loud and nice. I don't even have to, pause it when I put it in my pocket because it's so loud, and I can just walk around and have what I need there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, having tested these speakers on this Idle 4 Pro, and presumably identical hardware to the 4S with Windows 10 over in the States, I would say it's about twice the volume and quality of the everything you've just mentioned. So the most, probably the best of the ones you just mentioned was the Moto X Style, and whatever it was called in the States. That was okay, but there wasn't really much character to the audio. This has JBL branded speakers, and there's not bass per se. I think it starts at 140 hertz. I've been doing some testing already, but I compared it, for example, with my ZT Axon 7, which has got Dolby Atmos speaker enhancements and some pretty meter speakers, and this is louder and better quality. So far I'm blown away by it. There's only one phone that whose speakers beat this, and that's the Marshall London, which I've mentioned on many of my podcasts, and runs Android, so it's not relevant here. But this, this is very, very good, and I'm going to thoroughly enjoy this particular review.
Yeah, that's great to hear that the quality and the loudness is just as good.
Yeah, the next critical thing, of course, for me, is the camera. I know our good friend Anthony Fear has been testing the T-Mobile version, but there's only a limited amount you can judge from a camera quality. You judge from someone else's photos because you weren't there to see the original scene. You weren't there to control exactly what was going on. So no disrespect to Anthony, but I'm looking forward to doing my own tests. And I know that it's going to not match up to the 950. Nothing does. But as long as it gets 60, 70% of the way there, and as long as it beats the Elite X3, then I think it's going to do me very well.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing scrolling over the image comparisons on All About Windows Phone and seeing the difference. If it's good, like you said, if it's good enough, then I'd be more than happy to carry it daily, I think. I'm not looking for, artistic level, quality in my everyday shooter, so...
Yeah, and it's a really nice screen. I've got it cranked up to maximum brightness, as I do to most of my Lumias, but that's max brightness with the auto turned on, so that out in sunlight it goes brighter still and so forth. But yeah, really nice colours, AMOLED screen. So far, I know I'm 2.5 hours into my ownership of this device now. This really is very... I've done an awful lot in 2.5 hours, you wouldn't believe. But anyway, so far everything's looking fairly rosy. Just this update issue, the fact that it's still on the older version of Windows 10 Mobile, is a tiny bit worrying. You have to wonder whether Microsoft is going to keep its eye on the ball here in terms of updates. And I believe it's still not enabled for the Insider program. Otherwise, I could, of course, just slap on, you know, Redstone 2, Feature 2 branch, etc., etc. But as someone pointed out on Twitter, in order to be accepted onto the Insider program, the device's manufacturer has to have provided a recovery image, and in this case, presumably back to anniversary update. But at the moment, if you'd plug this into a Windows device recovery tool, that it can't cope with it. It's not in the system. So until they actually made a recovery image, something people can get back to, then it won't be accepted on the Insider program, and people like me can't push it all the way. It's a bit worrying.
Yeah, Alcatel, if you're listening, Steve needs this recovery image.
I do. Anyway, but talking of the X3, by the way, did we establish whether you'd had hands-on with an Elite X3?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You should find somewhere over there in the States that's got it for display. You'd have thought. Do HP have shops in where you are?
Not near me. Potentially in Chicago. I'm not sure, though. I haven't really looked into it as of recent. I don't particularly enjoy going to the specific shops, the Microsoft shops or the HP shops. Especially if you wait long enough, I'm probably, after listening to everything about this, I'll probably pull the trigger on getting in the 4S because I found it at a pretty low price. So.
Presumably, I wonder how well the Idol 4 Pro over here, how well those frequencies would match where you are. I know America's frequencies do vary slightly. Have you any feel for European phones working in America and what the limitations are?
Not particularly. I have always been on the T-Mobile network over here, and so usually I don't veer too far out of that. I have looked at getting a Wiley Fox phone in the past, but as far as the bands go, usually I get, you know, one or two, but a lot of times LTE is missing or... Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, if you're a T-Mobile customer, then obviously getting the 4S with Windows 10 makes a lot of sense. I know that for a while it was on special offer, and I believe the prices have now gone up again. So you may have missed the window to snap up a bargain, but surely it must be available somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely available. The thing is I'm on a T-Mobile MVNO, so I've had a few questions about whether the locked version on T-Mobile's now will actually, you know, work. And so I've been kind of sorting through that. And that's where I've been using my quote-unquote dumb phones that are locked to T-Mobile's to test my SIM card. And, you know, I mean, you know how it goes, just to see if things will work. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, moving on swiftly, that, of course, the review coverage of the Idol 4 Pro will continue through August. I've got all sorts of bits and pieces and tests planned. A couple of items out from the news feed from AWP. I put up a story, the 9 Zen Store Universal Windows Platform app. I was kind of thinking, well, I've reviewed or covered most of the good new UWP apps, and the Microsoft Store doesn't do a very good job of surfacing the new stuff from all the old Windows Phone 8 stuff that just keeps appearing day after day. But this one, originally, I think the idea was to provide XAP, the original binaries. You could grab them straight from the developers via their sort of alternative storefront. But Microsoft quickly stopped that because that was against the terms of service. But never mind, because this 9 Zen store provides an alternative view of the stuff that's actually in the official Microsoft store, including filters for Windows 10 UWP apps and including stuff that's on special offer. So two filters you just do not get in the standard store. And I think this is really useful. And in the first hour of using this particular application, I'd noted a dozen new UWP apps that I hadn't even heard of before, so they now got on my review list. So 9 Zen Store, any thoughts?
Yeah, I actually was able to install it and kind of browse through it, like you said, in the first, you know, right before this. And so it's always great to see apps that you can't find in the store. Like you said, the filtering and the search and the default store is not the greatest. And so this is definitely something I'm going to be looking through quite a bit and checking back on, you know, because it seems to be updated much more frequently. So
yeah, it drives me mad when you go into the Microsoft Store and up in the highlighted, a big graphical banner is for a game that was last updated in 2012 for Windows Phone 8.0. You think, come on, guys, you know, let's have a bit of currency, a bit of momentum here. But anyway. I also review, this is nothing whatsoever to do with Windows Phone, Windows 10 Mobile, but I think it's utterly relevant, and I've completely forgotten your backstory, Steve, but bear with me. The Nokia 6, and not the return of Nokia to the smartphone realm with an Android phone, and I did put up a brief review on the site. Has Nokia been part of your past, and any thoughts?
Yeah, mostly in the Lumia line. Yeah. I guess technically my very first cell phone was the Nokia 6110. Which was just a very basic phone. And yeah, definitely I've had a bunch of Nokias, mostly Lumias. But yeah, I definitely was interested in these new Nokia Android phones, be it, you know, whatever Nokia is now, the HMD Global. But yeah, Nokia is a good brand, and I've always wanted to go back to them. And when they talked about these phones being released, the 6 was definitely on my radar, because usually I go mid-tier, and I know a lot of people are waiting for the 8, but this, I was definitely looking forward to reading this review. So
having seen my thoughts, and I think I can summarize the entire review as a tiny bit meh, are you disappointed, or do you think it's something you might be interested in?
No, honestly, when everything was being leaked and all the specs were out there, and I think it was announced at Mobile World Congress. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese version has been out for ages.
Yeah, when I saw the specs for that, I kind of knew that these were going to be very mid to low range phones. So I'm not too surprised by your review. I'm glad to hear the battery life was good, you know. But honestly, it's to be expected, because I think you even mentioned here, these were probably developed, you know, not quite recently, you know. Yeah, so yeah. The fact that the specs are a little bit lower doesn't really surprise me too much. So
yeah, well, it's a very solid device. I mean, one of Nokia's pillars, really, of their design and expertise over the last, 15, 20 years, has been the fact that their phones are virtually bomb-proof, and you can drop them and they will survive and so forth. And some more fragile than others, obviously, but the Nokia 6 is built really, really well. It's very solid. It's very heavy. It reminded me a lot of the Lumia 920. And if you remember that device, that was pretty darn solid in the hand. You could probably knock someone out and use it as a weapon, and I think the same applies here. Yeah,
definitely. I think the Nokia build quality is always, I think that's what a lot of people kind of enjoy the most about them, is the feel in hand.
Okay, there's an editorial I put up on the site that started off the week. Is Windows 10 Mobile still relevant in 2017 and beyond? And I guess the idea there is to discuss it. My point really was that today people's smartphone is their computer, and when they think of smartphone, they think of iPhones and Android, you know, with the huge range of applications and boutique apps for every shop, every service, every bank. And we don't get that on Windows 10 Mobile. We never really had it on Windows Phone, but the system has very much gone away from that. But I contend there's still a place for a miniature Windows 10 powered stroke compatible stroke, you know, an awful lot of code and applications are common, computer in your pocket for professionals, people who want to hook into Bluetooth keyboards and Continuum displays, who want to have the same apps, the same interface, the same familiarity across their tablet and their desktop and their laptop and their phone. I still think there is a use case and a place for Windows 10 Mobile. I'm guessing as you've got a 950 and you're quite happy with it, you might agree with me there.
Oh, definitely. I think Microsoft is definitely probably the only company on the right track as far as getting a totally unified ecosystem. And it makes the most sense. And I think really right now we're just kind of in a lull with Microsoft, waiting for their, you know, the next big thing from them. And so I don't think that it's irrelevant in the fact that it's continuously still being developed. It's still it's still the best route right now, I think, as far as unification for an operating system, and And it may not be super popular right now, but I just definitely think that it's relevant.
Yeah, yeah. The Android and iOS and Google and so forth, all their different visions, they're trying to do something similar, but in many ways by making everything the same and compatible at the data level, which is service level, which is absolutely fine. And that also works really, really well. I just think there's an elegance to what Microsoft is doing. And I'm a fan of that elegance, even though it's not mass market. I still think it's something that should be attempted. And if anyone can pull it off, then hopefully Microsoft can. But we do need some first party hardware from them. I think I can't just rely on the likes of Alcatel and HP, who seem to be losing interest, certainly in terms of talking to me. But there we are. Did you see about two months ago, there was a Microsoft Azure, on their Facebook page, they showed a concept phone. It looks like either a concept phone or a prototype. Do you remember the story? I'll give you the link if you need it. A Surface phone, which looked like it was a phablet-sized device that had been folded over. And then when it unfolded, it would then become something like a 7 or 8 inch tablet. Any thoughts on that image?
All right. Yeah, that is definitely interesting. I think we've seen these kind of flexible ideas before, but I think that would be really great if Microsoft could actually pull that off. Let's see.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a concept image. It looks almost like a prototype. It doesn't look mocked up, is my point. It looks as if the person really is holding it. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe the Photoshop experts at Microsoft are cleverer than I give them credit for. But I'm hopeful that is kind of what we've been wishing for, really, and what Microsoft's own patents have been leading up to. A foldable device that, when folded, is something like your Lumia 950 XL size. And then when unfolded, becomes a tablet. And the cleverness is how the seam in the middle is managed, and it becomes hopefully fairly invisible. And that would be a very serious tool. For a professional, Steve, I contend that could be the only computer stroke phone stroke gadget you need to take around with you, unless you absolutely need a high-spec screen and a high-spec keyboard. This one tablet stroke phablet stroke phone, whatever it ends up being called, could be the one.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. That I know you've talked about, and yeah, in a professional sense, I think it would work. But I think this potentially could have consumer on it, because in your story about talking about whether Windows 10 is relevant, you talk about people going to their computers for a bigger screen, you know, to watch video and stuff like that. I think there's potential there that, you know, if people, this could fill that gap, you know, for the average man on the street, you know, that they could have their phone, but when they want to consume media, they can flip it open and consume it at a larger scale.
Absolutely. And also for gaming. I mean, Microsoft, of course, makes Xbox their brand, and there's some very top name Xbox games. Now, we don't quite know exactly how compatible they'll be with ARM processors. I guess that's all in the future. But imagine Microsoft bringing some of its Xbox titles to this device so that when it's unfolded, you've got a 7, 8, 9 inch screened gaming tablet with top titles. Yeah, I think this might well have consumer appeal, although we'd have to expect it's going to be something in the region of £600 to £700 to £800. So it's not going to be a cheap consumer option.
No, definitely not. But if you consider the fact, if they can, you know, get the idea out there that, hey, this is two devices, you know, in one, that the price tag might not be as daunting for people. So
yeah, plus as many other podcasts have pointed out, in today's world where we've got iPhones reaching up to £1,000 / $1,000, and Samsung Galaxy S8s, ditto. There's the Samsung Galaxy Note 8 about to be announced, and that's going to be over $1,000 in the States and over probably near £1,000 in the UK. Then the benchmark, the bar for premium hardware has risen considerably, really. I know you and I are both fans of, you know, mid-range stuff that's about $400 or $500, £300 or £400, at which point you feel like you can invest in something without being completely heartbroken if you lose it or break it. I'd be very nervous about a £1,000 phone in my pocket. But that's the way the market's going. And I guess as long as you've got good enough insurance and a good enough case, then you don't worry too much.
Right. And I think the reason that those really expensive devices are so popular over here is because usually people are paying down on them. They're not necessarily paying out front for them. So
yeah. And I guess that also ties into certainly the professional market, where people are every year signing up to fairly meaty contracts, and as you say, that subsidizes the phone to a large extent. So Anyway, Steve, so what's next on your radar in terms of your hopes and dreams for Microsoft, other than this perhaps Surface Phone arriving sooner rather than later?
Well, I don't really have many hopes at this point. I hate to say it. I hate to put it that way. I'm really just waiting on them for that Surface Phone idea, that thing that's bundled with your laptop or your desktop or your tablet, you know, or something along these lines of this foldable tablet, which, you know, I don't think that's going to happen soon. But right now it's just unfortunate because I'm just kind of living, you know, with my 950. I probably will pick up the Idol 4S or the 4 Pro and, you know, just to have a play with that. But at this point, honestly, I don't know what to expect from Microsoft. I don't know. They've clearly dashed my hopes and my dreams. And so we'll see. I guess that's kind of the status update. We'll see.
Yeah, I think your 950 will get certainly get most of the whatever the code is that becomes the full creators update for mobile. I suspect it will be based on this feature 2 branch rather than the Redstone 3 branches. But I think they'll still call it the full creators update. The 950, will it get it officially, or will you just have to live with it on the insider fast ring, stroke release preview ring? I really don't know. There's a possibility Microsoft may think, well, okay, the X3 from HP and the Idol 4S and 4 Pro, they're our later devices. They're the ones which will get the official release. Maybe the Lumia 950 is people will just live on insiders. But I really, really hope that Microsoft gives some love to their last flagships. I know they were released at the end of 2015, Steve, but and I know that at that point they'll be 2 years old, but come on, give them a last hurrah, give them an official production update to whatever they were going to call it, and then that'll keep you going for another 6 months.
Yeah, that would be great. My faith is wavering, but we'll see. Again, we'll see. It would be really great of Microsoft to do that, because I would like to keep this phone around, you know, for a little while. And it's a great device, you know. And I mean, as you've covered on your site, you can't beat the camera, and nobody has yet. And so, there would be no reason really for them not to, other than, you know, I mean, follow the money, you know. So.
Yeah, and there's this thing I've mentioned several times on the site, which is that Microsoft has stated that every single branch of Windows 10 / Windows 10 Mobile will be supported with bug fixes and security updates for 2 years after the release of that branch, which means that every device like the 950, which got the creators update officially in spring 2017, that you know that you can use your 950 now, even now, until spring 2019, knowing that you'll still be getting security fixes and critical updates, which gives you a bit of security. And I think Microsoft are pretty good at sticking to this two-year window, so it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and in that time, hopefully, there'll be something, you know, something else to from Microsoft that we'll see that'll kind of keep us going too.
So by spring 2019, will they fix the maps routing? Who knows?
Again, Microsoft, if you're listening.
I despair sometimes. I go into the feedback hub and looking for a particular issue, and I think, hang on a minute, there's already 60 to 70 stories all mentioning this issue, all upvoted dozens of times, and these have been around now for 6 months. Microsoft claim that they're using the feedback hub as, you know, their springboard for what they fix next, but they're completely ignoring some of the real elephants in the room, the real biggest issues, and that's a constant frustration for me. So you may think, is it really worth filing something in feedback hub if they're just going to ignore it?
Well, I guess you can't say, you have to, though. I mean, otherwise it's, we didn't know, you know, like, I don't know. It's a slippery slope, I guess, as far as whether they're using it. I hope that they use it, but I'm guessing maybe the problem's bigger than we think it is, but that's what I have to hope.
Yeah, I have this naive view that most of the things that when they break, it's because just literally a config.sys file somewhere on some server in Redmond just needs one value changing. I guess you're right. Maybe it's more complicated. Maybe they're migrating an entire server farm from A to B and it's just not ready yet. Who knows? But I really hope they can fix that particular item. Anyway, Steve, we're coming up on the half an hour. Thank you ever so much for popping on. It's been a fairly slow news week, but I've got my new toy. I'm happy, and I really hope you get yourself a new toy again soon.
Yeah, I will. I think I'm going to get that Idol 4S, and I look forward to your review of it.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, all the best. Where can people find you online? Anything you want to plug? Twitter or social?
I'm on Twitter at PixelSwim and the PixelSwim.com. You can find me there. I'm pretty active. And I'm on the Google Plus communities for all the PodHub UK podcasts. Not all of them, just a couple.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Lovely. All right. Well, thanks very much. Bye for now. And we'll catch you next week on the All About Windows Phone Insight Podcast. Bye.